Winston Peters is going to give a major foreign policy speech on Wednesday. NZME's business commentator Fran O'Sullivan's with me now. Hey, Fran.
Hi there.
You think this is about AUKUS?
Well, I think AUKUS will be part of it. In other words, where the government is going and the foreign policy reset, which the Prime Minister talked about in his press conference today. And one of the questions is that has been asked is to what degree is Winston Peters driving foreign policy and the reset himself? And that's largely, I guess, because the Prime Minister doesn't really speak much about that. He's fairly focused on the areas where he wants to make change. So really, they will be looking forward to putting it out there. The thing which might be interesting is my understanding was TVNZ poll also looks at AUKUS and where the public sits on that. So if that does come out tomorrow, I would suspect that would show quite typically, as these polls do in New Zealand, some scepticism about AUKUS and some concern about being seen to be cozied up to the United States. And you'll recall there was the AUKUS conference down in Parliament just last week also. And, you know, with Helen Clark and former Labour Party cohorts from Australia and also obviously New Zealand. And that was pretty much raising issues around foreign policy. So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's an underlying Beltway issue to some degree, but it's not in the sense that if you go back in time, Labour campaigned fairly assiduously against TPP back in the day, and which it called it TPPA. And then, of course, once they got into government, they signed up with a little bit of a variation and it became CPTPP. Yeah. So these things are a little bit, you know, of the moment. But I think what is interesting for Winston, I mean, this is a foundational year for him in his foreign affairs portfolio. I mean, he's, you know, spent some 35 days or so out of New Zealand already. He's visited multiple countries. He's got a Melanesian trip to come. He's got China. He's got all sorts of things in the rest of the year. And so, you know, his feet, he got back last week, went to cabinet, and he'll be away again soon. He's got two trips in the next month or so. And these are all, you know, really pushing New Zealand out into regions which are contested now. For instance, Melanesia, he'll go to Papua New Guinea and elsewhere, and France and others are climbing in with their own Indo-Pacific strategy, and we'll probably see some liaison between New Zealand and France in the region. But he's doing that, but at the same time, he's also gets back, he's got to be leader of New Zealand first. So, you know, and we saw tonight in the poll that dropped back to 4%, and I think that's neither here nor there with New Zealand first, because, you know, it typically this is what happens with the party. But I would suggest comes out of that next year, you know, middle of next year, he's no longer Deputy Prime Minister. He gives that hat over to Damon Seymour, and he should by that stage be starting to build the party out again, I would say.
Yeah, I think you might be right, actually. Fran, thank you. Appreciate it. Fran O'Sullivan, NZME's business commentator.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.